relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
That is why Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has introduced the Green New Deal, which is, remember this one, use it, it's a watermelon. Green on the outside, deep, deep red communist on the inside. They want to take your pickup truck. They want to rebuild your home. They want to take away your hamburgers. This is what Stalin dreamt about but never achieved.
That was CPAC 2019 when I warned the assembled conservatives at the biggest conservative convocation in the world that they're coming after your burgers. The mainstream media, the left, the Democrats had a field day with that and thought it was oh so funny. Well, not so fast. As we heard yesterday, Bill Gates has said all developed nations must be on synthetic beef. Get rid of the beef. You're not laughing now, are you? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, one-on-one, and we are so excited. We've locked him in front of witnesses. He said he's going to come on the show every month. He is the president, the new chief head honcho at the conservative mothership. It is the Heritage Foundation fighting for the principles that this republic was founded on every single day. Dr. Professor Kevin Roberts, welcome back in studio.
My friend Seb, it is a pleasure to be with you as always.
We could fill the whole show, hours, days with the challenges ahead, what we've learned in the last 14 months under the Biden regime. But let's just start with that thing. That's a little bit amusing, but now not so much. Mm-hmm. As somebody who's been fighting in Texas at the Public Policy Foundation, now you are, you know, the big guy at the Heritage Foundation. These people are crazy. These people are nuts. I mean, we hear the Secretary of Energy in Europe say, yeah, but we'll be there soon with electric vehicles in every street. And now we're not allowed to eat beef. Can you help me understand, as a former educator, are these people just hostages to their own ideology?
Oh, they are. In fact, I had a group in Louisiana last week I was speaking to ask me a similar version of that question. And they said, Kevin, how do you make sense of this? I said, look, to cut to the chase, when I was a young professor, the only conservative at a big state university in the Southwest 20 years ago, I went home to my wife and I said, these people are crazy. And then 10 years ago, I realized, oh, some of their ideas are actually becoming policy. And then the point, Seb, is this. In the last 14 months under this presidency, it has come to fruition. And so they are hostages to their ideas. And so much so, the kind of mainstream liberals who would disagree with you and me, but with whom we could have a conversation, they're silenced by that radical ideology. And so one of our objectives at Heritage is to give them a voice, not because we're going to agree with them, but it's a sign. It would be a sign that we put a wedge in the American left, and at least we can have conversations about tax rates rather than conversations about the Green New Deal and whether men are men or women are women.
Yes, but the trouble is those people you can have conversations with, Kevin, they're not in positions of power in the Democratic Party.
That's exactly right.
You don't have to like Bill Clinton, but he reined in the crazies.
Yes, he did.
Right? He was a pragmatist. Yeah. In fact, and he stole a lot of stuff from Newt Gingrich in terms of platform.
He was a smart politician.
Right. Now we don't have the people reining in the crazies. So let's talk about the one thing you mentioned, the difference between men and women. So Ketanji Brown, as far as I'm concerned, that should disqualify. That answer, I don't know what a woman is, despite she's a woman who was chosen because she's a black woman.
Right.
That should disqualify her from any public office. I mean, you know, I don't want her walking my dog if she doesn't know what a woman is.
That's right.
As a woman. And this isn't funny anymore.
No, it isn't.
Because this is the Supreme Court. What do we do? I know you're a 501c3. You're not doing politics. You're doing conservative policy. But how do we get to that safe place politically where we can talk to Democrats in positions of power? Because this is not JFK's party. This isn't Scoop Jackson's party. This is a radical left-wing party. What will it take on the other side of the aisle for us to be able to have a conversation? Do they have to be trounced in the midterms? Does there have to be an internal crisis? Because we can't continue with lunacy on one side, the middle silent because they're afraid of getting canceled, and then us trying to save the republic.
No, you're spot on. Well, we hoist them on their own petard. And so when Judge Jackson, as sweet and pleasant as she seems to be as a person, said that last week, I said, leading a 501c3, this is disqualifying. The hearing.
Oh, sorry, I'm stealing your thunder.
No, you keep throwing that thunder, my friend. The point is, just on the face of it, this is disqualifying. If someone on our side said something that absurd and that ludicrous, I would say the same thing. But I'm going to give you a sliver of hope and answer your question. I think a lot of people realized how ridiculous it is that very smart, pleasant woman knows better than to say that. But she was held hostage, going back to your first question, by this ideology she must embrace in gratitude for being nominated to the Supreme Court. But what's going to happen is, even though it's very likely she's still going to be confirmed, the Democrats are going to lose their rear ends in the midterms, and they're going to lose them again in 2024. And this aforementioned group of center-left people, even though we disagree with them on almost everything, I think will reemerge to be influential in the party. That's when you and I as conservatives and people listening to this show are going to have productive conversations across the political spectrum. But let me sum up with this. Until and unless that happens, we have to recognize as conservatives, this is not the time to play nice. Oh, this is all about right. pure power.
Yeah.
And until we destroy the radical left's hold on power, we won't have the opportunity to have those conversations.
Until we destroy the radical left's hold on power for the Democrat Party, no more Mr. Nice Guy. That's I'm going to use that clip. I'm going to use that on my Newsmax show, because the idea that Marquess of Queensbury rules apply when we're seeing what I'm calling the new high-tech lynching of Clarence Thomas through his wife, Ginny Thomas. And, you know, the optics of this, guys, if you're in the Democrat Party, that you are the party that lynched black men because they had relations with white women, and you're doing it now in 2022 to a black man because he's a conservative on the Supreme Court, and you're trying to attack him through his white wife, is absolutely disgusting. You said she's going to be confirmed. Look, they've got the 50+1 with the vice president, but there's nobody with the letter R behind their name who should confirm this person, correct?
That's right, and I'm afraid there are probably two or three, including Senator Romney, who are flirting with it. You know, I'll be careful about not making a partisan statement, because I don't play fast and loose with our 501c3 designation, but it's preposterous that a conservative senator at this point would not say definitively after that exchange over not being able to find a woman. That's it.
Right.
It's disqualifying.
Where do you, when you look at what we call the balance of forces during the Cold War, if you use that with regards to the internal balance between, I'll say, the America First revitalized conservative movement and the establishment Rhino Mitt Romney wing. What are you seeing at the Heritage Foundation? Because you've come in with a clear vision. It's America First. It's American national interest. It's the founding principles. There are still people on Capitol Hill who just want to play footsie with the Democrats under the table. Who's winning, and who has the advantage, or what's the trend line?
Well, it's not just good news, but great news. That the good guys are winning. The good guys are the America First, first principles, true conservatives. The problem is that the dwindling number of those who are establishment chamber of commerce types, like Senator Romney, get a lot of media coverage because the media love him as much as they love Senator McCain.
Useful idiots.
That's exactly right. But you and I both know the grassroots really well. The mainstream conservatives know just to not even listen to those people. And the truth is going to be so clear, Seb, the day after Election Day in November, when we realize, oh, those guys and gals are not with the program, and eventually they're going to be primaried, and they will probably go away as members of the conservative movement. All of that to say, we just have to endure the next half year, the next 6 months. We got to get there where it will be very apparent that true conservatives and a true conservative agenda, not unlike what President Trump, and obviously you served in his administration, you were part of it, were able to put together. That's what we have to get back to.
Yeah. He's Kevin Roberts, formerly president of the Texas Public Policy Foundation, correct? And now he is the head, he is the president of the Heritage Foundation. It is the conservative mothership, the most important conservative organization fighting for the principles of this republic. You can become a member. Join today, heritage.org, heritage.org, and follow Kevin at Kevin Roberts TX. That's Kevin Roberts TX. And if you enjoy our one-on-ones as much as we enjoy making them, make sure that you are subscribed. Go to your favorite podcast platform like Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. It's free. Make sure you never miss one of our one-on-ones, because this is where you get to talk to or listen to the newsmakers, the people who are the true experts, uninterrupted. It's not a three-minute segment. It's not 180 seconds. It's actually the deep dive on the issues that matter. That's Spotify, Sebastian Gorka. If you are subscribed, write us a review and, of course, share the links with your friends. If you haven't done so already, be sure also to... If you haven't done so already, be sure to join us, book your tickets for the Stand With Israel tour later this year, 10 days in the Holy Land with my superb colleague, my Salem colleague, Dinesh D'Souza, and his lovely wife, Debbie. We are going to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. Join us for a wonderful journey, the likes of which you've never experienced before. Go to standwithisraeltour.com or just call them on 855-565-5519. Slow down, Gorka. It's a little bit too fast. 855-565-5519. Standwithisraeltour.com. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Mike Lindell has a true passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. Therefore, he created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel incredible, which translates to an even better night's sleep for you. Mike's latest amazing deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a full set for as low as $39.99. And for a limited time, with any purchase, you'll receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code G-O-R-K-A. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code Gorka. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep, deep discounts on all his MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-829-8468, promo code Gorka. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
Kevin, we could fill every minute of every hour on conservative talk radio, the whole, you know, day of Salem, with a discussion of the disasters that are occurring under the Biden administration. You have co-authored a piece with Rand Paul on the economics of it. Let's talk about your latest piece for Fox News. Biden's weakness in Ukraine-Russia conflict has only further emboldened China in a new kind of war. So here's the real buried lead in these stories. Mm-hmm. When he stumbles, when he goes off prompter and, you know, demands regime change or says we're going to use chemical weapons against Russia, or when, you know, he eats before the privates have eaten in the dining facility, which is against all protocol for a commander or a commander in chief, especially. Or when he just makes statements like, yeah, guys, in front of the 82nd Airborne, you're going to see soon in Ukraine what the conditions are like. People listen to that in places like Beijing, in Pyongyang, in Tehran. So there are consequences to this senility or lack of statecraft well beyond U.S. borders.
Oh, completely. And look, with all the respect I can muster, Joe Biden's been a bumbling buffoon for 50 years.
Fact.
And, you know, I lament that there might be some senility that's setting in. He's the exact same age as my dad. If it were my dad exhibiting those characteristics, I would say you got to leave public life. But the larger point is the one that you make, Seb. And it is, if you take the ridiculous and tragic withdrawal from Afghanistan, if you get the back-footed nature by which the Biden administration's responded to Putin's aggression, if you take the fact that we're not even strong in our rhetoric when it comes to what the Chinese communists are doing toward Taiwan, all the while, we're negotiating an Iran nuclear deal and an oil and gas agreement with Venezuela. Why in the hell, if you're one of these thugs, would you sit around and say the United States isn't a country I could take advantage of? I never thought I would say that in my entire lifetime. And it used to be that American strength, American peace through strength, was neither a Democrat nor a Republican thing. But this president is making it very partisan. And the combination of his incompetence, the combination of that with, I guess, his senility and really bad advisors who don't know anything about the world practically, has created the weakest strategic position that the United States has had since our founding.
Yeah, this is the point I make with regularity on the show, that it's remarkable if you look at who's manning those positions.
Yeah.
You don't have to like Axelrod, but at least he had an IQ under the Obama administration chief of staff. There's nobody with any impressive credentials. These are second, third, fourth tier individuals from the Obama years. And as you say, none of them with any geopolitical experience. And when you look at the economy, these are fabulous. These are people who say, yeah, the Teslas will solve the problem and we're going to have renewables. And you want to ask, Where do you get the electricity to charge your Tesla? I mean, is it unicorn farts? I mean, seriously, Secretary Granholm, where do you think it comes from? And the lithium for the batteries in the electric cars, you know that China has the control of most lithium mines. Let's talk about this piece. Very impressive. Senator Rand Paul, you co-authored in Fox Business. Just one issue. Forget energy. Just inflation. How serious? You've used the word crisis in the headline. Talk to us about Washington and the inflation crisis.
Look, I know when people hear a guy like me leading a D.C.-based organization that focuses on policy, they think that we deal in the abstract. I think actually one of the things we do well at Heritage is look at these problems like inflation from what I like to call the sidewalk level. I can do that because I'm a dad of four. I have to pay the same price as everyone else does. And that's really the point. And I think what Senator Paul and I were able to get at in this op-ed, and tremendous credit to him, is that we understand that inflation is not an abstract concept. Yeah. You and I and your listeners feel this every time we go to the grocery store. In fact, I was shopping with our little girls, grocery shopping Saturday afternoon here in Northern Virginia, and I said, good Lord, I mean, what has happened to prices just in the last few weeks? That's what we mean, Senator Paul and I, when we use the word crisis. It isn't just a crisis for us and our government, because we're on the brink of this fiscal cliff. It's a crisis for us and our own pocketbooks. And I look forward to the day when we can get past this, because it means that we understand we can't continue to spend this kind of money and expect inflation to go away.
Now, God willing, as you said, the Democrats will be handed their quote-unquote rear ends in the midterms, which means the House, which controls the purse strings, is back in conservative hands. Right. But here's the... you know, the impolite question. We see a Republican Party that's been spending like drunken sailors
that's
from
right.
the Bush years. The you know, the debt ceiling, the social net deficits. Talk to us about the chances we have to get our side to not spend our great-grandchildren's legacies.
We have to at Heritage. I have been telling our conservative friends in both chambers, it is not enough for y'all to use the messaging that we come with on fiscal restraint to win the election. It's far more important, especially for Heritage, that when you're in power, we're holding you accountable to this. And you know why? First of all, it's the right thing to do. But number two, American conservatives have had enough. I mean, we American conservatives are just as frustrated with guys and gals on our side who talk a good game in the middle of a campaign, get elected, and then when we show up at their doorstep in their Capitol offices and say, what are you doing to rein in this spending? They've got a litany of excuses about why they can't. And just to put a fine point on that, Seb, think about Senator McConnell's response to Senator Scott came out with this very ambitious agenda. Well, what did Heritage do? We embraced Senator Scott.
Explain the story there, yeah. What the plan was, Mitch McConnell's response. Unpack that.
Yeah, so the story is Senator Scott from Florida put together an 11-point plan for conservative governance. It included not just fiscal restraint, which we were just talking about, but education reform, foreign policy. Basically, it's the kind of plan that any conservative would agree with. Would you and I quibble with some details? Sure. I mentioned that to Senator Scott. He said, Kevin, the point isn't that I'm 100% right. The point is, and this is the point of the story, is that our base expects us to have a plan. And it's that Senator McConnell had such a reaction against. And so we decided we want to elevate this plan and, for that matter, just the conversation. So we've got an event with Senator Scott later this week. And we're just signaling to everybody, you can be Senator McConnell and have a plan. We're going to give you an event, too.
But have a plan.
Have a plan.
All right. We're going to post the details of that event as well. We're talking to the president of the Heritage Foundation, Kevin Roberts, Kevin Roberts TX, and heritage.org. Friends, if you want to send a message to this mentally compromised individual in the White House who, when Russia invaded its neighbor for a second time, said what? Hey, we'll send you a plane. You can run away, Zelensky. And what did he do? The diminutive Jewish president of Ukraine said, I don't need a ride, I need ammunition. And right now, that is the fastest-selling T-shirt. Even my son said, Dad, can I get one of those? Go to SebGorkaStore.com, send a message to Biden and a message to Kiev that this is their 1776. SebGorkaStore.com, that's SebGorkaStore.com.
Домой! Домой! Домой!
Not a soundtrack from a movie. It's not Private Ryan. It's not Enemy at the Gate. That is audio from Ukraine in a suburban area. Civilians being shot at and shelled. We are within a couple of $1,000s of our target for the refugee support that Food for the Poor is sending to Ukrainian women and children. Will you help us hit that target? We've got barely 2 days left. God bless all of you who've donated more than $300,000. You are doing the Lord's work. If you want to support Ukraine or at least the refugees, there are 44 million people in that country. Only 3 million have escaped. There are millions of children who are going hungry, who need blankets, who need food. Please help us help them. Call Food for the Poor on 855-330-HOPE or just go to my website, SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka and click the Help Ukraine banner at the top. It is one of the most blessed things you can do. That's 855-330-4673 or just go to my website, SebGorka.com, SebGorka, SebGorka.com and the Help Ukraine banner at the top.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Kevin, I told the story from CPAC when you sat down with us from that very noisy radio row about how I bumped into you at Reagan Airport on the way to CPAC. And we just chatted for milliseconds at the security checkpoint. And I was like, oh, so relieved. Again, Kevin gets it. He gets it. And it was with the issue. The war had just broken. Mm-hmm. Can't believe That's that right. was just a few weeks
Man,
ago.
Time flies.
Wow. And you said, yeah, we need some clarity on our side. Russia invading another country led by a KGB colonel is bad. And to say that the guy who's staying to fight is some puppet of the globalists every day, every, I don't know how many hours I spend on social media saying, yeah, well, you know, Zelensky appeared in a pop video in high heels. Therefore, oh, now I understand why it's okay to bomb maternity hospitals. Talk to me about this very disturbing phenomena amongst so-called conservatives of conspiracy theories with regards to this war. And then as the president of this august institution, the Heritage Foundation, how do we respond?
Well, let me just say it's bizarre.
I mean,
there's no room whatsoever. I'll just write a headline for you. There's no room whatsoever, I would argue, across the American political spectrum, but especially among the conservatives, for us to do anything but decry and condemn the Putin invasion of Ukraine. Is there room for disagreement about what American help looks like? Sure.
Of course.
And so to this, and you and I talked about that in the airport. And there is an emerging consensus, I might say in part because my smart colleagues at Heritage have been really vocal about this, that when we're helping Ukraine, well, let's recognize we should have been sending them munitions 6 and 7 months ago.
Correct.
Let's recognize that our president not only refused to facilitate the transfer of MiGs from Poland to Ukraine, he said he was going to do it and then backtracked, which sounds a heck of a lot like how he backtracked out of Afghanistan. But all of that to say...
But and one more thing, if I may.
Sure.
There's a question of honor, not for Biden, but for America.
That's right.
When we signed that deal with Ukraine in the 90s saying, if you give your nukes back to Russia, we will make sure nothing bad happens to you.
That's right.
And then, you know, if they still had the nukes, they never would have been invaded. And we said, now that doesn't make them a NATO ally, but there's a question of honor here.
Yeah, that's right. And that actually goes straight to the heart of this argument that you and I are having with some other conservatives. And it is, we're not saying that we're going to send 100,000 ground troops to Ukraine by saying we have to defend this. We're talking about something that's imprinted on our souls.
Yes.
And that is the individual freedom we each have from our creator is manifest at the societal level in the form of sovereignty.
Yeah.
That's what Putin is obviously violating. We have to stand against
it. And there should be agreement across the political spectrum with who the bad guys
are.
And for conservatives, hang on a second. Stop. Stop the presses. Hold the horses. A man staying there to fight for his country and for his family. How do you not get that as a conservative? I mean, is there something more John Wayne than what this little Jewish comedian is doing? Guys, it's there, 1776. Wake up. Dear friends, if you have a cell phone, make sure you are not funding those who hate this nation and do not share your conservative values. There's one Christian conservative cell phone company in America, and I am honored to be associated with them. It's Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, and they have special discounts for veterans and first responders. Switch your account today. You can keep your old cell phone number. They have an amazing U.S.-based customer support team, and they have plans to fit every budget. Call 972-PATRIOT today. Free activation with the offer code GORKA, or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Join a company, support a company that actually shares the values that you have, that loves America as much as you do. Don't fund the bad guys. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Kevin, you had a 501c3, which is, you know, the legal status of something that does policy work that is not political. You're not doing overt political work. It is policy work, although you have an identity as conservative. Can you talk to our millions of listeners from Los Angeles to New York about what it means that you've moved from Texas, one of the freest states in the Republic, to the stinking, fetid, rotten cesspit? It's not even a swamp, it's a cesspit that is D.C. You're running this organization, and how what Andrew Breitbart told us, late, great Mr. Andrew Breitbart, that politics is downstream from culture, how the way I translate that is by the time an issue, whatever your issue is, the First Amendment, the right to life, the Second Amendment, by the time it's reached this city, it's done and dusted. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be decided. Sorry, guys, not decided in Congress on Capitol Hill, because it has already been decided in the culture 10, 20 years ago. Talk to us about that as an educator, about how our roles as conservatives, it's not just about voting every couple of years. It's about our role in the culture every single day. Could you expand on that?
Sure. I'm glad you asked that question, because I think one of the things that some establishment types in D.C. find jarring about me in addition to the fact that I'm an adopted Texan and a Christian and a real conservative.
Oh, that's like three strikes.
Yeah,
you're done.
It's like,
you're done.
It's like, Roberts, get out of here. Yeah, in fact, one of them told me, well, I don't think we're going to be able to invite you to our Christmas party. And I went home, and my wife's response was, heck yeah, you know, you're doing your job.
You didn't roll up into a little ball and say, I'm not going to the cocktail party in Morgan's Adam. I'm so sorry.
It tells you so much about this city. To paraphrase Ronald Reagan, I feel like I'm doing the Lord's work in the devil's city. But your question, I think, is the important one, Seth.
Yeah.
And I think the crucial thing for people to understand about our work at Heritage is we're going to fight the tactical fights, which are those policy fights that are so downstream from culture. But increasingly what we're doing, and I'm doing this myself, is reminding people, and we are investing in the rebuilding of American institutions. But it's in those institutions, whether they're left of center institutions or right of center institutions, where we make government less relevant. That's ultimately the objective. And perhaps because I'm a guy from the States, I'm a DC outsider, I will always be. I see the world that way. And it's probably why I'm optimistic. In other words, just to put a real fine point on it, if my success at Heritage were going to be determined by legislation that was passed, I wouldn't be very successful, right?
Yeah, but if
my success is determined, our success at Heritage is determined by our role in revitalizing the conservative movement, meaning especially outside this city, then, man, I'm telling you I'm really optimistic because you and I both know what's going on in the grassroots. Americans are saying, we've had enough. Give us a plan. And the plan is it starts so far upstream from what's going on in D.C. We have to be attentive to what's going on in our local communities.
Now, I don't have the latest figures. You're the guy on the inside. But I think when Ed Fulner was the head, he shared with me the funding stats for Heritage. It's something ridiculous. It's like 60-70% is from small funders.
Oh, completely.
I mean, real Americans.
No, it's completely. And in fact, the percentage is higher than that. Over the last 10 years, we've had about 1.5 million different Americans give money to Heritage, which you say...
You mean you don't run by super PACs?
Decidedly not. And a dwindling number of corporations, especially after this guy you're talking
to. That's a good metric.
Told Big Tech, go pound sand. We don't want you around here.
Right. In that case, please take this opportunity, because some of them have been on my show and some of them listen. I need the new head to just straight on grab the bull by the horns. The Heritage Foundation, full disclosure, my wife works there. I love Kay Coles James. I love Ed Fulner. I've advised the Heritage Foundation. Your response to those who say they're conservatives, who say, that's just, what do they call it? Conning, Conservative Incorporated, and you're just another version of Mitch McConnell. Well, you've proven that. How long have you been there? Just a couple of months?
That's right.
I mean, you've already demonstrated that you are no rhino. But can you just look into the camera and tell them how wrong they are?
Yeah, number one, I acknowledge your emotion. You're right about Conservative Inc. I took this job to make sure that wasn't the case. And so number two, let me just say, and I mean this, honest to God, I would not say a half-truth at all, but especially in front of a friend and in front of all of you. All of us at Heritage want to destroy that mythology about Heritage being part of Conservative Inc. And if you look at with action, that was what I was about to say.
Sorry.
No, hold us accountable. And so let me just say this. I've not seen other groups in the Capitol in my 3.5 months when we're over there lobbying, quote unquote, because, we're not whining and dining the officials. We're there advocating for our priorities of pushing back against big tech, on identifying the Chinese Communist Party as the gravest threat to America. I don't see other people there.
Or let's just give this guy full credit. The first case Heritage has ever brought to the court was what? Was under your watch, and what was it?
It was on day one, and it was to end the vaccine mandate.
Okay, guys, come on. Don't judge people by what they say, just by what they do.
Amen.
Okay? Let me touch a third rail here, which I think is crucial.
I love touching third rails.
Okay, well, I'm good. That's why you're a Texan. Election fraud.
Yeah.
I kind of had it with, I've used this for the third time, putative conservatives in this hour already, who say, forget the last election. Move forward. Oh, Trump this, Trump that. You got to talk about when we know that mail-in ballots are a problem, number one. When we know the governor of Virginia, the butcher of Richmond, Ralph Northam, for the first time in the history of the Commonwealth, said, we're not going to check signatures on mail-in ballots. Mm-hmm. There's only one reason you do that. It's to steal elections.
That's right.
What should the conservative movement's attitude to the midterms in 2024 be in terms of election integrity, Kevin?
Three things. The first is to remain very skeptical. And so don't take anything as gospel, including from conservative officials, that it's fixed because it isn't.
Right.
But point number two, to sort of counterbalance that, we've made great progress at the state legislative level. Heritage issued what we call our election integrity scorecard. It is the metric by which you judge states. The highest grade right now on that scorecard is a B+. But I can tell you—
The highest grade?
The highest grade.
B+?
But the highest grade a year and a half ago was a C.
Wow.
And so that is to say, we've made some progress,
yeah, but
we've not fixed it. And then point number three is I'm always keen on advising people, what can we do as individuals? Go be election judges,
yes.
Be precinct watchers. That's why Glenn Youngkin won the governor's race, because he won. Of course, he ran a great campaign, great messaging. He was right on all of the issues, especially education. But he won because conservatives said, we're not going to listen to the media about forgetting about 2020. We're going to take matters into our own hands. And tens of thousands of new conservative precinct watchers showed up.
Yeah, I would make that one modification. It wasn't conservatives talking to my precinct captain. It was people who had no political identity.
That's a fair point.
Right?
That's true.
Who flooded and came to her and said, I've never been involved in politics, but I've got a pulse. I'm breathing. How can you use me? And fascinatingly, and Rosie's been on my show, a lot of them from the Asian community,
yeah,
who are
right.
apolitical and said, this is nuts. The masks, the mandates, inflation, shutting down, whatever. And they said, use me. So, guys, listen to Kevin Roberts. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Deborah from Massachusetts. This is her story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. What incredible words. My hip pain is gone. Whether it's your knee, your ankle, your hip, try this product today that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. All you have to lose is the pain. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Okay, what was that, John? That felt like 5 minutes, that discussion so far. What happened to the time?
It's amazing.
Time vortex. All right, well, he's going to do this every month with us. We're super excited. We've got a couple of minutes left with the new president of the Heritage Foundation. When did you arrive? How many years ago was it now?
December 1st, last year.
That's crazy.
This is month four.
Crazy. Okay. I'll prepare to let you choose the topic for the last few minutes.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. You're a great, great topic chooser.
All right. In that case, the most exciting thing you said the first time you came on my show, I think it was the week you arrived, I asked you, as a former president of a college, as a professor, what, third-generation educator?
Fifth!
Okay, fifth-generation educator. I asked you about, hey, it's so exciting in the schools, what's happening at the school board meetings. What about higher ed? What about the colleges? And you said, burn it all down. You know, except for places like Heritage and the rare, Hillsdale, like Hillsdale and Grove City. Talk to us for a few minutes about the conservative challenge in the whole higher ed sphere.
Well, we all know that conservative free speech in colleges, whether you're a student or a professor, is practically non-existent. We know, second point is that the federal government, using our tax dollars, is funding that because we continue to create a disordered market. I mean, the reason tuition is so expensive is because the federal government is so involved. Having said that, the only way to fix it is to recognize the old system is it's not going to be crushed under the weight of its own stupidity. It's happening present tense. And therefore, I want to end on a positive note. There are a lot of disruptions going on, good disruptions. The University of Austin, right there in the shadow of my alma mater, very liberal University of Texas, is a private university that isn't quote unquote conservative, Seb. It's just for people who want real inquiry.
But do they take federal funds?
They absolutely
don't.
That's
the key, isn't
it? It's the key. So whether it's Hillsdale or Grove City, the institution that I led that under my leadership rejected student loans and grants, Wyoming Catholic College, the way I'm spending my time in part as president of the Heritage Foundation is encouraging additional university administrations to say, we've had enough. you're going to be able to live without the money, because guess what happens? Americans say we're looking for courage in this moment of American
right.
weakness, and we need to find it in higher ed.
And what about this suggestion that Charlie Kirk's been doing for a year or two now, that if you graduated from a college that's gone super woke, you may have had fun there 20, 30 years ago, but don't give them a stinking penny.
That's what I mean by burning it down, is let those institutions completely collapse.
Yeah. All right, follow him right now, Twitter, Kevin Roberts TX. Join the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Make sure you are subscribed. It's free to the Daily Signal, their superb media platform run by Rob Louie. Anything else we need to mention? Any projects, any other Heritage platforms?
One, it's very exciting when I talk about being on offense and taking action. The Conservative Oversight Project is a two-month-old project at Heritage. We are taking a page from the left, which under the Trump administration, for example, just used FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act request, to bog down all of the good deregulation. We're using that. This is happening right now. We've built the Conservative Oversight Project, a team of four full-time lawyers, where we're sending FOIA requests to the Biden administration, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, every day, literally, Seven. What that is the blueprint for when our guys are back in power a year from now to take action on that.
Conservative Oversight Project.
Yes.
And they can find that at Heritage.
Just go to heritage.org, put in Conservative Oversight Project.
I love
Project.
It. I'm going to do it today.
This is guerrilla warfare in politics.
We got to win. It's a regular warfare. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, one-on-one, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I still want to get back to your original words that he cannot remain in power. Can you help us understand you have more foreign policy experience than any president who has ever held this office? Whether those are your personal feelings or your feelings as president, do you understand why people would believe you as someone commanding one of the largest nuclear arsenals in the world, saying someone cannot remain in power is a statement of U.S. policy? And also, are you concerned about propaganda use of those remarks by the Russians?
No and no.
Tell me why. You have so much experience. You are the leader of this country.
Because it's ridiculous. Nobody believes we're going to take down. I was talking about taking down Putin.
I wonder if Putin thinks you're going to take down Putin. That could be a good question to ask. Because let's listen to the words you actually spoke when you were in Europe. Slow Joe, cut two from yesterday.
Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia. For free people refuse to live in a world of hopelessness and darkness. We will have a different future, a brighter future, rooted in democracy and principle, hope and light. Of decency and dignity, of freedom and possibilities. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
I hate saying it, but that is the President of the United States who said that. For God's sake, this man cannot stay in power. That wasn't in the bowels of the White House. It wasn't on a secure VTC, video teleconference, from inside the crisis situation room underneath the West Wing. Wasn't a flip comment in the Oval Office with one of your lackeys. You were standing in front of television cameras broadcasting live. And what is a principal? Principal? You can't say the word principal? How hard is it for a grown human being to say the word principal? We know you're senile. We know you've had two brain aneurysms. Why does anyone let you talk off teleprompter? Oh, by the way, this is America First, and I am Sebastian Gorka. There are geopolitical ramifications for every single blunder made in the 48 hours that you took to make those presentations in Europe. Let's talk about them for a second, shall we? You said, first off, that if Putin uses chemical weapons, we will respond in kind, which means we will use chemical weapons. Now, either you don't understand the meaning of the phrase in kind, option number one, or option number two, you don't know that it's illegal for America since 1972, and we signed the Chemical and Biological Weapons Treaty, to use chemical weapons offensively. It is illegal, according to our statute and international law. Or maybe the third, and I don't even want to mention this, maybe you know something that you shouldn't divulge about our capabilities. And perhaps that's the worst of all scenarios. Or whether when you're addressing in Poland the next day, members of the 82nd Airborne in uniform discussing the war in Ukraine, the tragedy, the women suffering, the children being shelled, and you say, and you will soon see when you are there. What? Are you doing it again? Are you revealing classified intentions from a pulpit into a microphone on camera that America is going to deploy troops to Ukraine? And when challenged, what did you respond? You said, oh, no, I meant the Ukrainians were training in Poland. What? Sorry? When did we start training Ukrainians in Poland? Did you just do it again? Did you just give out classified information? Or are you just so senile, such non-compos mentis? So challenged, not just intellectually, because what did Robert Gates, your colleague in the Obama administration, a member of the cabinet, say about you? There hasn't been a significant foreign policy issue that Joe hasn't been wrong about for 40 years. Well, can we make that 50 now? That was Robert Gates. Hardly a classic neocon, paleocon conservative. A bureaucrat, a survivor who's been in every serious job in the defense sector for nigh on 40 years, and he's in Obama's cabinet. And as if that weren't enough, then you extemporize and you play the clip we just played. That, yes, this man must be removed. I guarantee you that clip is being used every day, every hour by Russian state television, which, by the way, is the only television in Russia. More than 80% of the information Russians glean comes from television. More than 80%, and it is state-controlled. And when one of the remaining journalists in America, bless you, Peter Doocy, actually reiterates for you the three things you said in Europe and asks you to explain why you're going to deploy troops to Ukraine, why you're going to use chemical weapons, and why you're calling for a regime change. What is your response? Cut three.
It sounded like you told U.S. troops they were going to Ukraine. It sounded like you said it was possible the U.S. would use a chemical weapon, and it sounded like you were calling for regime change in Russia, and we know...
None of the three occurred.
And you're going to see when you're there, and some of you have been there, you're going to see women, young people standing in the middle of front of a damn tank, just saying, I'm not leaving. I'm holding my ground.
We would respond. We would respond if he uses it. The nature of the response would depend on the nature of the use.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
There you have it. I think that's pretty impeachable, isn't it? I mean, I think that's pretty impeachable. Wanting to start World War III and then lying about it 72 hours later. Who cut those together, Mr. G? Was that you? Was that John? Who was that?
That was John Cassio.
That's nicely done. That little fade in the middle with the rotation.
I liked it.
Who hired him? Was that me? That was good.
I think I knew
him. You think that was you?
It was you.
Can we just play that every 15 minutes on all our social media platforms? Why did you say these three things? I didn't say them. Here they are, in case you forgot. Is he lying? Is he dumb? Is he senile? Yes. Yes and yes. And here's the gut check. What happens if we get rid of him? What happens if Nancy pulls the 25th Amendment on him? Kamala? Yes, she's stupid. The woman who says, Ukraine, it's a country in Europe. Russia is next door. They invaded, and that's bad. Yeah, that woman is going to be president? She may not be senile, but she's a disaster. The point person for the border. If anything should get you engaged in politics to help the MAGA revolution take back not just the House and the Senate and then the White House, but every school board in the country, it's that one clip for 41 seconds that we showed you. 3 years of this? No, let's stop it. At least we can pull the funding if we take the House. All right. Off to a good start. Don't forget, subscribe to America First right now. Go to Spotify, punch in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Never miss an episode. And we've got an amazing one-on-one today. Stay on this channel.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.